I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I remember being caught doing something wrong as a child. I remember the fear that gripped me and the shame of misbehaving. And I remember the weight of all of that being lifted when my father displayed mercy rather than anger. He forgave with understanding rather than punishing with a harsh judgment. That was a long time ago, and I still remember the feeling of my body relaxing and my heart warming as I understood the love of a father. God is merciful. He has all the capacity and power necessary to punish or harm us, but instead of doing that, he shows compassion. And that's what it means to show mercy. He withholds exercising punishment and forgives instead. When you recognize that, thankfulness flows. I give thanks to the Lord because he is good, not evil. He is righteous, and I recognize that I am not. But in the same breath, I thank him that his mercy endures forever. An enduring quality is not a quality that gets exercised once in a while or from time to time. God's mercy endures forever. It's not like a cell phone that runs out of battery and needs to be recharged. It's not like a human heart that can be broken and grow weary or calloused and trade compassion for judgment. It endures forever. His mercy does not abound so that we can sin. His mercy abounds because we do sin. His response to us is one of compassion, every time, again and again. That's what it means for mercy to endure. Perhaps that's even what it means to be good. God's goodness does not allow him to be unmerciful. He must be true to himself, and his mercy endures forever. How does that idea hit you today? Are you grateful for his mercy? Or are you thinking about people that you think deserve a little less mercy and a little more punishment? Human beings don't tend to be as forgiving as God. But the more power we have, the more essential it is that we learn compassion, especially toward the vulnerable and broken around us. A compassion that can endure, no matter how people treat us. As you reflect on the goodness of God today, ask for his compassion to rub off on you. Let your heart be thankful rather than vengeful, and ask him to develop in you a deep capacity for mercy. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.